T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Persak from the Post-Gazette, who's been all over the draft. And Mike, it seems like in today, which today is day 3 of the draft, it seems like today's theme was lots of pitchers and infielders.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I don't know. You know, it's so hard because you can pick up on a theme, but then you talk to the Pirates people afterwards and they say, well, you know, maybe that theme popped up, but it wasn't really our intention. We were just trying to take the best player available. So I think I try to sort of tend to ignore the themes in general. Just try to look at it in terms of like they, you know, that just happened to be a guy that they like more than, you know, they like these, you know, pitchers over shortstops or whatever. It's not like the, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the Los Angeles Angels drafted 21 pitchers this year in the draft and no position players? It wasn't like that. So,
yeah, I thought that was really interesting that they drafted 20 pitchers. What did you make of that? I mean, that to me seems a little silly, but maybe, hey, maybe when they picked, you know, the best player on the board was a pitcher every time they picked. I find that hard to believe, but who knows?
Or maybe they just really needed pitching. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it other than that it's just pretty funny. Like, I wonder if it had been like a normal year 40 round draft, would they have gone 40 pitchers? Like, how far would they have gone to get the proper amount of pitching for themselves? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like that's the big thing. So you look at who they drafted. You know, yesterday you broke down the guys they drafted yesterday. What are your thoughts on some of the guys they drafted today?
Yeah, so it's hard when you get down this point in the draft. You know, you see guys with, like, some upside or whatever, and you know, scouting reports are what they are. The one guy that's interesting was their 14th-round pick. His name is Braylon Bishop. He's a high schooler from Arkansas, an outfielder, I should say. And he is a top 100 guy, depending on where you look. But he's the top 100 guy pretty much across the board. But he fell, you know, all the way down to the 14th round. And this sort of happens sometimes. It depends on – he has a commitment to Arkansas, I should say, for college. And this happens sometimes, right? Like, we talked yesterday about how these teams and the players get together before the draft and say, you know, what would you take? Would you take this number in the second round? Would you take this number in the third round? Like, what are you looking for here? So on and so forth. And, you know, sometimes if that's high enough, guys fall. Guys tumble all the way down the draft boards. And you know, the Pirates or any team, really, then you have to decide whether taking a flyer on this guy, Braylon Bishop, who's a much better prospect than what you should normally get in the 14th round, if it's worth drafting him, even if he might not sign with you. If it's worth taking the risk just because if he does sign, man, is that a great get in the 14th round. And so the Pirates decided that it was worth the risk. They took him, and now we'll kind of see if they're willing to pony up or able to pony up the money to kind of keep him around rather than him just taking off for Arkansas. However, he did a bad early sign, and I should mention this. A bad early sign is that he tweeted and then deleted something to the tune of, you know, I'll see you next year at Arkansas or whatever. Like, I'm not going to the Pirates. He then deleted that tweet, but you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not super confident that he's going to sign, but it's at least an interesting move by the Pirates.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think that when you think about it, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring in as many guys, you know, as they possibly can that obviously have talent, but they have 20 or 21 guys now that they've drafted. You know, what percentage, you know, do you think they'll be able to sign?
It's going to be a super high percentage. So I think we talked about this yesterday too, that they're basically their second through fourth round picks, which was four guys because there's a competitive balance pick in there too, that were all high schoolers. And the high school guys are the ones that you, I think most of the time are worried about signing just because all, you know, most, if not all of them have, college commitments somewhere. And so, you know, they have prospects for the future. Even if they don't sign with a major league team, they have another route that they can go, where they can, you know, continue to build their stock and get drafted later on. So it's not the be all end all if they don't sign this year. And so they had, you know, four guys that were like that yesterday, that were highly drafted, and those guys are almost certainly going to sign. It's pretty rare that guys up that high don't sign. So even, you know, even the two kids, what they drafted one kid who's committed to play football at Penn State. They drafted another one who's committed to play football at Clemson. We talked to the Clemson kid today, Bubba Chandler. He said he's going to sign. It's so rare for a guy drafted that high not to sign. So I think it'll be a high percentage. The only one I'm really too worried about is Braylon Bishop. They took another, high schooler. I think his name is Daniel Corona. From Tennessee later on, that, you know, maybe it's possible that he doesn't sign too, but I think they'll probably be hitting at 90% or higher. It would be my general guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty interesting that the kid already came out and said he's going to sign, the quarterback kid.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. I think a lot of kids tried to, and it was a change from. It was a change from yesterday too, because he was actually on the MLB draft telecast, and they asked him. I think it was him that they asked him, and he said, you know, I'm not really too worried about it, or something like that. But you know, most guys try to take that route, even if the hunch is that they'll sign anyways. But to me, I sort of read it as like Bubba Chandler couldn't really contain his excitement, like. Yesterday, all over like Instagram and Twitter and all that, he was replying to a bunch of stuff. He, you know, very clearly wants to be drafted. He said today to us that it's always been his dream to be drafted. He's always wanted to be a major leaguer. So I wouldn't say it's that surprising that he's planning on signing, but I think it is a sort of a departure, at least from my sense, sort of a departure from the norm that he, you know, already came out and said that this is the plan. So yeah, I mean, it's certainly interesting, but. You know, in the end, a welcome sign for any folks who are concerned about, you know, signability from those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. It sounds like they did their really, I mean, Mike, it sounds like they really did their research into figuring out, you know, the guys that they really have a chance to sign.
Right, and you have to do that, right? Like, I don't think that's, you know, that's what you that's what every team should be doing. I think the thing to note here, you know, some people were trying to make this point before the draft, but so much attention gets paid to that first overall pick, and I understand why, because you know, some years it's a guy who is just far and away better than everyone else. But even more than the first overall pick, what having the worst record in baseball lets you do in the next draft is have the largest signing pool, right? Like, the Pirates were more capable of signing these high school guys who you know, have other commitments to colleges than other teams just because they had more money. So yeah, you know, they certainly did their research beforehand and understood what guys were going to be willing to take. And then they were able to take advantage of it just simply because they have more money than everyone else in this year's draft. And you know, that, so this is what you should be doing if you have that. If you want to, you know, turn around your franchise as quickly as possible, this is a, you know, a way that you can certainly help by getting a huge influx of talent in one fell swoop, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing. You look at this draft overall, started with a catcher. Obviously, you've got a lot of pitchers, and I mean, obviously, you don't know who's going to pan out and who's not, but I kind of like the balance of this draft.
Yeah. The scouting director, Tony Delacari, or I'm sorry, not Tony, Joe Delacari, was asked about that exact thing today as well. And he pretty much said that, you know, it wasn't really on purpose. They didn't draft, you know, four depth of position, you know, or anything like that. Like, it looks, you know, sort of nice on paper because of that. But the one thing that he said that I think was really interesting is that they truly were trying to draft the best player available. But the way that this draft was different is that their best player available was there for all four rounds. They got guys that were high up on their draft board for the first four rounds, from Henry Davis to Anthony Solomato and down to Lonnie White Jr. and then Bubba Chandler, who were their first four picks. And those guys were all super high on their draft board. Nobody took them. They fell to them. And so they drafted them and then, you know, sort of figured out what that meant for the rest of their draft, that they had to go underslot on a couple other guys and, you know, maybe pass up on some of their favorites later on. That's fine. But they got four guys that they really valued, and that, you know, scouting, you know, websites in general value. So I think it's, you know, they seem to feel like this was a huge win for them in terms of the draft. And I think a lot of different places and experts and so on and so forth sort of agree right now.
Yeah, there's no question. And so, you know, like, it's now, is the draft over or are there more rounds?
Nope, this is it.
Okay, so there's, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there a point not that long ago where there was, you know, like 30 or 40 rounds in this draft?
Yeah, this was, I think this is part of the COVID deal. I think because you remember last year was only five rounds and this year was 20. And then I think next year it's supposed to go back to 40. But maybe don't quote me on that. I think that's the case, but I'm not completely sure. But yeah. Yeah, it's been 40 most years. It's been longer, you know, a while ago. Like, it's really, when you get even to today, the 10th through the 20th rounds, like, it becomes guys where you're like, you know, they drafted a kid out of high school in Florida today who, like, I couldn't find any information on this guy at all. So you know, maybe it doesn't have to be that long anyways, but it was shorter this year, I think, because of COVID.
Right, and I think now, you know, it's a free-for-all, because if you think about it, if there was 20 extra rounds of picks, now pretty much there's a lot of guys out there that are going to be available to sign as free agents. I mean, is that how it works if you don't get drafted? Is it like football where you can become an undrafted free agent?
Yep, yeah. Last year was a mess with that. It was crazy. It was just, it was like the five rounds ended and then immediately afterwards just everybody signed. Kind of like the NFL draft where you just get a flurry of guys signing and as like undrafted free agents and all that. But yeah, obviously because the player pool is so large in baseball and college baseball and high school baseball, like the post-draft undrafted free agent signings after last year was just insane.
Well, last one I have for you, who do you have in tonight's All-Star game?
Oh, I don't even know. It's so hard to pick this stuff. I don't know. We'll go with the AL. Otani starting, you know, whatever. Maybe that seems like it would be the most fun way of going about it. Although I would have to look. Has the AL or NL had more people back out? I don't even know. I know all the Astros backed out, but I can't remember. I haven't been paying too close attention to everyone who's backed out. So it's hard to predict, but I don't know. I'll go with the AL.
Okay, sounds good. Mike, I appreciate it, and let's do it again soon.
All right, sounds good, Paul. Thanks for having me.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.